talking this morning about Bill Clinton coming to town. Be doing a Landon lecture at K-State at the beginning of March. Mm-hmm. Now, I know a lot of people, oh, I want to go to that. No, you're probably not going to be able to go. Unless you're a K-State student or a Landon, whatever the hell they're called. People, Landon person.
I don't know what they're called either. So.
Yeah. Or a reasonable member of the media, which wouldn't be us.
Oh, so we're not Gillen.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Unreasonable. We're cool, but not so much on that one.
Oh.
What are you going to do? So we've been talking about what we need to do to get ready for this thing. You know, big, big stuff. We had one woman call in and say, well, we need to hide every woman under the age of 30 and older than 16. She's assuming that he's, you know, doesn't dip it too low.
I'm sure he probably wouldn't, because that's...
Nah. That's a different type of perversion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Someone said, hide all the women? So yeah. You just hide all the women.
Where are you going to put all these women at?
Hmm.
That's something else you have to think about.
That is a lot of women to hide.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, tens of thousands of women. Yeah, just a lot of people to hide.
Yeah.
And he might still be able to sniff them out.
Yeah.
Need to put them in some kind of giant Tupperware.
Hey.
Now, we've name-dropped Tupperware like 5 times in the last week and a half on this show. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Hmm. Can't get enough of that Tupperware.
Are they sponsoring us?
No.
Oh.
They're not.
They should.
Tupperware. A great container for any occasion.
And also about, you know, there might be some women that actually want to see him.
That's true.
That sort of thing.
Yeah. They want to be, you know, they want to be talked into something naughty with Bill.
Yeah.
Sure. Would you turn down Bill Clinton? Would you turn down?
Yeah, I would.
You say that.
Of course.
But do you really mean it?
Of course, if I met him, I might. He might hypnotize me or something. I'll just be like,
You're just saying that. If you were thinking it to yourself, you're on the radio, so obviously you don't want to admit to the world that you want to, you know, with Bill Clinton.
Yeah, I don't think I do.
Okay, let's, since your opinion is going to be tainted, since you're not going to tell the truth on this, no matter what you think. I'm not saying you think one way or the other.
Uh-huh.
What about one of your close friends? Could you see them hooking it up with Bill Clinton?
I could see one, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
And what's wrong with her?
We don't have enough time for that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, could you explain that a little bit more or not?
She likes older guys.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And when the older ex-president comes along?
Hey, yeah.
Wow. Really? How much older?
Probably old enough to be her dad. She likes...
So, Clinton would be... That would be her dream man.
Uh-huh.
She's listening
money.
Right now. She's, she's getting all hot.
Yep.
Oh my God, Clinton, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I'm saying maybe, you know, there are hardly any women that would turn it down. To be honest.
Really?
He obviously knows his way around. He doesn't have any problems
he's
there.
He's not that attractive, though. To me, he's not.
Not to me, you know. He's really, he's not.
No.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't do it for me, I guess.
Wow. I'd say you're in the minority on that. I think most women are pretty hot in the collar for Bill for Bill Clinton. Hey there, what else do we need to do to get ready for Bill Clinton showing up?
Well, I think they need to shut down all the cigar stores so we can keep the women safe. That's
there you
I
go.
Think.
Yeah, I was a little bit worried about the cigars also.
Well, at his age, I understand he's probably not worth nothing without at least a bottle of Viagra and two L Productos or something.